Canada's own sport, hockey, has been criticized down through the years for being rough. But what must the first season of the NHL have been like?
Okay, you guys, settle down, hey? Right. Now, that was a tough first period. And I think the score, 123 to 122, proves that both teams need a little more strength in defense. Now, this is the first season of the NHL, and things are bound to improve. Now, we hope next week to have uniforms for you guys, as I realize that you must be quite cold in those striped pajamas. Now, some of you are complaining about the amount of injuries, and quite rightly so. But remember, the bashed-in heads, mangled legs, and broken bones of today will be the scar tissue of tomorrow. So much for humor. Now let's get down to tactics. As you know, last week's game ended in Lake Winnipeg. Well, we're going to start a little later than August next season to allow the ice to harden a little more. Now, Harrison, the opposition goaltender, is good, Johnson, good. But you better cut out the threatening letters to his wife and daughter. Ain't going to help any. Now, we've received 3 penalties in that quarter for having too many men on the ice. At one stage, I counted no less than 73 men on the ice. Now, we all know that that's 2 more than the regulations allow. Oh, and remind me, I must warn the fans not to throw things on the ice. If you'll recall, during the first period, Mr. Peters held up the game by throwing something on the ice. Now, it took 4 minutes to scrape his wife up, and that's too long. Oh, by the way, the guy who took a face mask home with him and robbed the Hudson's Bay Company, well, he's going to have to sit out 2 games. Butler, you're playing a great game, boy. You other guys should take a leaf out of Butler's book. Look at him, a superb athlete. Look at those arms, that barrel chest. And I'll bet under that plaster cast there's a pair of legs on the mend. Right. Now, are there any questions here today? Eddie? What's the little black thing you've been sliding around in the ice? Well, that's a puck, Eddie. Now, any other questions? John, when do you get paid? Next question. What's our motto for this week? Tough, tough, tough. And our Bible quotation, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now, we're all right with the Lord because we left a trail of eyes and teeth from here to Halifax. Now, when do the new rules for next season come out? Well, actually, guys, I've got the rule book right here. And I'm going to read some of them to you. Now listen, you men. Do not shoot the referee. You could get a penalty. Now, don't eye gouge, swear, or trip, or give any linesman a fat lip. There's no boxing goalies' ears or reducing them guys to tears. You keep those sticks from flying high and during games. No drinking rye.
Oh, come on, coach.
They're taking all the fun right out of hockey. We want to see the blood flow once again. We'd love to hear the crunch of a well-delivered punch as music to the ears of hockey men. They're ruining the image of our players. They'll all be little angels by and by. We'll never hear the thud or see a drop of blood, and no one will be given a black eye. So long before these things can really happen, we'll have to write a letter, can't you see? And ask them to restore our favorite blood and gore before someone invents